Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome to the bunker. It's another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And we bring you the wacky, warped, and weird every week as we hide into the bunker. Forget about the world. You should forget about the world for the next half hour or so and focus on the cheese that is about to come out of your radio speaker. Yeah.
Because you know what? We're cheese.
You like cheese, don't you?
If you didn't like cheese, you're in the wrong place.
Of course you love cheese. You love the sound of my voice convincing you that you love the cheese. Yes, now what I want you to do is go over to, I don't know, a bank. Put in your bank card into your ATM and send me money.
That's not going to work.
That's what I want you to do. Send me money.
If you can't hypnotize me, there's no way you're hypnotizing them.
We do take credit cards, too.
We do not.
Email money transfer, too. Send us money.
No, please don't send him any money. Who knows what mischief he'll get up to with it?
I don't know. I thought he'd try it. It's worth a try.
Again, if you can't hypnotize me when I'm sitting in front of you, the chances you're going to hypnotize listeners over the radio, pretty slim.
Okay, fine. Anyway, what you're here for, wacky, warped, and weird every week, we're featuring a teen dance party, 60s style, with a guy I can't really pronounce his name. He was an actor, too. He was in movies and television, but when he was younger, he turned out a teen album for teens. That certainly makes sense, doesn't it? Can you pronounce that guy's name?
I'm going to go with Aki Aliong.
Aki Aliong. Okay, there we go. On top of that, in the, why would you want to play that? It's not a musical song. It's a bit of a poem sung by a very famous aunt of George Clooney, coming up a little later on. Actually spoken by a famous aunt of George Clooney.
With some music.
But we're starting off with Mitch Miller. We haven't heard from him for a while. I can't talk. It's terrible.
And I got to hear you say the title of that first song.
Oh, yeah, we'll get there. We're going to play Napoleon shortly, but we're going to start off with Kalamazoo to Timbuktu. On?
That was great here on Cheese Please.
One more kiss and then I'm heading back to Kalamazoo.
Music that gets you in the mood to do absolutely nothing. Well, maybe throw up. Cheese, please.
With Mitch Miller and his chorus and doing a song called Napoleon as I sit here and I put my hand inside my jacket like the famous pose of Napoleon and the famous painting.
You look ridiculous.
Well, that song was sort of ridiculous because I think that was the 1812 Overture was the theme.
That is correct.
Yeah, they put the lyrics in there. That's almost a rap record.
It's not really a song.
It's almost a rap record.
It's more spoken word-ish.
It's almost a rap record.
What almost. What do you think
rap is? Spoken word, you know? I mean, really.
So we're going to listen to George Clooney's famous aunt rap later?
No.
All right, then. Then spoken word is not rap.
Okay, fine. You made a good point. And before that, Mitch Miller and his horns and chorus doing Kalamazoo to Timbuktu. You know the famous sayings, you know?
Yes, and a girl is two-timing two guys.
Oh, well, you know.
That's what the song's about. She's got a boy in Kalamazoo and a boy in Timbuktu.
Oh, teen angst and all the drama they caused back then. My name is Starfish.
And I'm Def Dylan. You are listening to Cheese, Please.
Your weekly dose of the wacky, warped, and weird, and we're sort of getting into the teen side of things again, and a bit of drama, a bit of just having fun with this record called Teen Dance Party with... What's his name?
Asing Aki Aliong.
Thank you. And is Teen 20 actually doing that? Not much is known about this guy, is there?
Well, I mean, really, he was Senator Hidoshi in the first season of Babylon 5.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah.
And he was Mr. Chiang, the aide to Nathan Bates in the TV series V in the 1980s.
Oh, that's I remember that, but I forgot his name, Mr. Chiang.
He had his own fast food restaurant in Hollywood.
Really?
The Gingham Dog fast food restaurant.
Cool. So he's been around Hollywood. He's been on TV. He's been in film. But he's also cut an album. And that's why we have him here.
Before we get to his music, did you know he also co-wrote and produced the nonsense doo-wop record, Chambalore?
Oh, we'll have to find that.
You should find that. I think we might want to play that.
Ah, well, we're going to have him doing a famous dance that no one remembers called the Popeye. A little later on. But we're starting off with a couple songs. You'll hear T for Two, his version, the cha-cha version, shortly. But we're starting off with The Grind on
Cheese Please.
Hey, let me show you how to ease your mind. Make you want to leave the world behind. Now, if you want to be the teasing kind, let me tease you how to do the grind.
Yo, for the inner geek in all of us, pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Cheese, please.
Cha-cha-cha.
Big to you, up on my knee. T for two and two for tea. You for me and me. We won't have it known there that we own a telephone.
Cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha.
And Leon and his Teen 20, I apologize if I'm not pronouncing that right, his name, and T for Two, the cha-cha-cha version. And before that, you gotta get up in the morning, go to work. You want to flip that song on because you're heading off to the grind.
The daily grind.
Yes. And Aki and Leon and his Teen 20. We're profiling his... Oh, I'm sorry.
I know, I just punched the microphone, I'm sorry.
Oh, is that what you want? I thought that was me. Okay.
No, I punched the microphone.
Why?
I don't know why.
Okay, anyway, we're profiling Teen Dance Party with Aki Elion and his Teen 20 we found from the early 1960s on Cheese Please this week. My name is Starf Dude.
I'm Daffodil. We got one more.
Yes, this was the famous cutoff, and apparently, now let's Popeye on
Cheese Please.
Fancy steps, everybody's doing it, man, it's hip. But there might be someone who ain't in the know, so I'm here to tell you just how it goes. Come on, let's pop our children,
one and a two.
Come on, let's pop our children,
me and a you.
Oh, do the pop. Your left behind your back, slide a one and a two with a loose sacroiliac. Come on, let's pop our children.
One and a two.
Come on, let's pop our children.
Me and a you.
Oh, do the Popeye. Oh, do the Popeye.
One and a two. Me and a you.
Now put both hands behind your back, making the very same steps. Slide a one and a two with a loose sacroiliac. Come on, let's pop our children.
One and a two.
Come on, let's pop our children. Ship. Come on, let's pop our children.
One and a two.
Come on, let's pop our children.
With now let's Popeye with
Aki and his Teen 20.
Oh wow, I tell you, Daffodil, I was listening to it. Oh, that sounds painful. Ooh, put your hands behind your back and then
I punched a microphone. I mean, it can't be any more painful than that.
I for some reason I think eating a can of spinach with the effort to try to open it with your thumb is probably less painful than trying to do that dance. That's probably why I didn't catch on.
Yes.
And compared to the twist in the mashed potato around the same time.
Their songs were also more fun.
Yes. Any final last words?
Yes, we need to move on.
Oh, you're short to the point. My name is Starf Dude.
I'm Daffodil, and now we got this.
For something completely different. It's Cheese Please's Music We Can't Do Anything Else With. It's the Cheese Please.
Why would you want to play that?
And just for the record, that is Daffodil's version of hitting me with a pen to keep things going on the head. Right?
Yes.
Yes. And yes. We're going on this time around. Why would you want to play that? It goes back to the 1950s. It's Rosemary Clooney, famous aunt of George Clooney. You know who he is, right?
Yes.
Okay. And it was sponsored, it was paid for by Gerber Baby Food Company.
Yes.
And it's called What is a Baby?
And also proves that all spoken word records are not rap.
Oh, okay, fine. On.
Cheese, please.
What is a baby? Why, a baby is a star of pride in the eye of a father, a lullaby in the heart of a mother. A baby is all things lovely, some things chuckly, a few things exasperating. like a thimble full of starshine, innocence with cereal in its ear, a symphony of coos and wails. Only babies can turn people into parents, floor walkers, jacks of all trades, and 2 o'clock wrecks. And they think nothing of stealing your heart while they're doing it. Babies come in 2 styles, ruffled or unruffled. Both kinds are made from an old-fashioned recipe that calls for 1 part rosebud, 1 part night owl, and 2 parts dimple. The garnish is an angel's kiss. The result is sublime. Aladdin would give up his magic lamp for one. Bachelors have been known to propose after playing with one. Who else can unlock so many smiles? You know, wonderful things have happened because of babies. Words like Sandman, cradle, and croon were invented because of babies. A baby was the cause of Santa Claus. Without babies, rattles would never rattle, or hobby horses ever gallop. Without babies, hearts would hardly ever dance. Minds would hardly ever dream. Come to think of it, how else could fathers learn to run trains? Talk about musical genius. A baby is a one-man band of shrieks, screams, howls, gurgles, and purrs. Only parents can interpret the music, and the loudest notes are played for company. Talk about rock and roll. A baby is a bundle of wiggles, waggles, jiggles, squirms, and kicks. All babies bounce around best when you're getting them dressed. But on the other hand, a baby can be serenity itself. Who else can lie so still and sweet, be so entranced with hands and feet? Babies affect parents in the strangest ways. A father thinks the most important item in a layette is a baseball glove. A mother leans toward pink embroidery and dreams in terms of orange blossoms right from the start. Fathers pray for boy babies, but are absolute putty in the little girl's hands. Mothers pretend to favor daughters, but succumb completely to the smile of a son. Amazing thing about babies, they boss you around in the most beguiling but high-handed way, and know instinctively just how much they can get away with. They dictate to you about mealtimes, demand cuddle after cuddle, bottle after bottle, diaper after diaper. They work you overtime without pay, and sometimes even swipe your sunny disposition. And just about the time you're ready to cry, Uncle, out reaches a rosy hand, and you've lost another round to love. No doubt about it, a baby is imp, angel, dictator, and spellbinder all rolled into one. But who would want a baby any other way? Who can gaze on the face of a sleeping baby and not feel many times blessed? Who, after being gladdened by this bit of inspiration with spinach on its chin, wouldn't want another? And what mother is not left misty-eyed when the youngest one marches off to school? Yes, a baby is all things lovely, some things chuckly, a few things exasperating. But when all is said and done, when you know the joy of a baby, you've tasted something of the deep, bright meaning of life. For which of us does not truly know that a baby is the future, snuggled in a booty, our link to eternity, hiding under a bonnet?
Cheese Please with Rosemary Clooney and What is a Baby?
Well, at one point I thought the baby was lunch.
What?
She, the way she was describing it, it sounded like she was going to eat it.
What?
No, what really.
What are you talking about?
She's talking about how delicious it is. And it's, it just sounded like she was going to eat it.
You're flabbergasted.
I was.
I've never heard you that loud. I don't know what to say. We're both flabbergasted by that.
It was flabbergasting. All right, because if we don't get moving on, we're going to run out of time.
My name is...
You're Snarf Dude. I'm Daffodil. We have reached the end of this episode of Cheese Please.
Well, we're not going to run out of time yet. We got about a minute or so. So I have time to open up the Munker pneumatic tube thing.
Yes, please. Open the pneumatic tube.
Okay.
Flip the switch.
Yeah, there we go. Here it comes. Ah, there it is. Oh, now I can open the door. Okay, and I get the thing here. Get the top off of it.
I always like doing this just every so often, okay?
You have to talk into the tube, too.
I do. Talk right in here. And we have Archie and Edith from All in the Family from the 1970s TV series.
The Bunkers.
Yes, The Bunkers. We played them before. It's been a while since we played this again. So we're going to play it right now.
Because we like this one. It's fun.
Anything you can do, Archie and Edith. Until next week, folks.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Dose of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird on Cheese. Please come back next week for more shenanigans.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I can pluck a partridge with a single cartridge. I can sing a sparrow with a bow and arrow. I can do most anything.
Can you bake a pie?
No.
Neither can I.
Anything you can sing, I can sing louder. I can sing anything louder than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can buy, I can buy cheaper. I can buy anything cheaper than you.
50 cents.
40 cents.
30 cents.
20 cents.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Well, anything you can dig, I can dig deeper. I could dig anything deeper than you.
30 feet?
40 feet.
50 feet?
60 feet.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. I can drink my liquor faster than a flicker. I can do it quicker.
And get even sicker.
I can live on bread and cheese.
And only on that?
Yeah.
So can a rat.
No.
Any note you can reach, I can go higher. I can sing any note higher than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Ooh, right, eat it, you win. Jeez. Thank you so much.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Follow us on social media at CJSF on Twitter.